Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.
This is StoryQuest, brand new stories you'll want to hear again and again.
Lily lived on Huxley Road. It wasn't just any old road. It was the most mysterious road in town. Every day she walked to school, to and from the shop, and to the park. But every time, she stopped in her tracks. A few doors down was a house. The windows had been smashed. There was no front door, and the garden was overgrown. Everything inside the house was pitch black. At first glance, you would think it was derelict, but that wasn't necessarily the case. Word had it, a witch lived there. She was called Witchy Pooh Huxley. The overgrown garden was full of magical plants, which she would put in her cauldron and make spells. She once turned someone into a frog and kept them as a pet. Rumour has it that she cast a spell on her cat and now he can talk.
Hello.
Lily and her grandmother Meg were very curious and came up with a plan to sneak into the garden. They both always spoke about being able to fly and what it would be like to be in the sky. The plan was set. When the clock striked midnight, they would sneak into Witchy Pooh Huxley's garden and gather everything they needed. It was pitch black. They couldn't hear anything apart from the trees rustling in the wind.
2 pieces of grass, 1 dandelion, 5 daisies, 1 leaf, a scoop of mud.
Meg reeled off the ingredients. She once found the spell written on a piece of paper 70 years ago as a child. She'd kept it locked away ever since. Lily ran around the garden with a torch, trying to find the exact concoction needed. As she was scooping up the mud, they heard a strange noise coming from inside the house. It was a very slow creak. It sounded like someone was coming down old wooden stairs. Creak! Creak! Lily and Meg looked at each other, eyes wide open in shock. They froze. They didn't know what to do. They wanted to run, but their feet weren't moving. A long, crooked nose poked out of the darkness. It was the witch.
Hello! What are you doing out there?
Croaked Witchy Pooh Huxley. Lily spoke back at the darkness.
We're just trying to find some ingredients for the flight spell.
Her voice shaking with fear.
Ah, the flight spell. I can help you with that. You need 2 pieces of grass, 1 dandelion, 5 daisies, 1 leaf, a scoop of mud, and a little bit of my magic.
The witch appeared in full sight. She looked exactly as the town rumoured. A long, witchy nose, black cloak, and even a pointy hat. But she seemed like she wanted to help. Witchy Pooh Huxley invited Lily and Meg into the house. They were hesitant, but thought it would be an adventure. It was a weirdly windy house, with the odd howl. Everything you would expect from a witch's house. They were led through the kitchen, where a green, bubbling cauldron sat in the middle.
As I say the spell, throw the ingredients in one by one, and you shall both fly!
The witch said as she cackled.
Fly in the sky so very high, up in the clouds is only allowed. Never come back unless you have the knack.
Suddenly the room filled with smoke. Lily and her grandmother's feet lifted off the ground and the roof disappeared and they were shooting up into the clouds like a rocket. They were flying. The witch's cackle was getting quieter and quieter as they got higher and higher. Something was very wrong. They couldn't get down. And they were stuck in the sky forever. And that's why you should never
trust a witch.
Thanks for coming on a story quest with us. If you like that story, make sure you're subscribed to the podcast so you never miss an episode.
Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.